It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
There is growing concern that proper grammar has gone missing as more and more Americans use the phrase, go missing.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
A good Sunday morning to you.
So, missing, went missing, gone missing, found missing. These are expressions I've heard that have made me curious as well. How did we get onto this?
For the past few years, I have started hearing from people about go missing or went missing. And they say, I really don't like that phrase. It feels like an unnecessary Britishism. They're right that it's a Britishism. And I'm intrigued by the fact that there are the people who really don't like it, who are noticing that this phrase is on the increase. And then there are the people who don't care at all. I've mentioned to a few people and they say, what's wrong with that? Or I said to one person, there are a lot of people worried about went missing. And she said, oh, you mean as opposed to gone missing? And I said, no, they don't like the whole thing. Go missing, gone missing, went missing. This is a Britishism.
Yeah.
And I think what Americans are noticing is that it is absolutely on the increase in American English. I looked in the Corpus of Contemporary American English, which tracks English since 1990. And over the last 15 years, the phrase go missing, went missing has increased tenfold.
And do we know why? I'm suspecting the internet.
Well, one can always blame the internet.
Yes.
There's speculation out there that maybe this is about media attention to high-profile disappearances, including some British ones where they will use the phrase go missing or went missing, and that's getting picked up in the American media. This phrase, went missing, was Grammar Girl's peeve of the year in 2007. And there are people who say, but you can't use an adjective, go plus an adjective, right? Like go missing.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, in English, we actually use go plus an adjective a lot. If you think about phrases like go public, go rogue, go crazy, in all of these, go means to become or to move into a condition.
Yeah.
So hence, go missing fits a pattern. When did this start in British English? Well, we've got a few theories. The OEDs got it back into the 1940s. I went into Google Books, and it's quite easy to predate that. I've got it back into the 1920s, and I was struck that a lot of the uses are about ships.
Oh.
That they're about these ships that leave port, and they go missing. But you can find it about people, even as early as 1921, where I found one citation for a husband who had gone missing in the war.
But I still don't understand found missing. That sounds contradictory to me. The television was found missing in the home.
I think that's why you're noticing it, is that you have these two words next to each other and it feels like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
But again, the verb find can occur with an adjective right after it. So, for example, it was found true, it was found false, it was found well-constructed. So when you think about that pattern, why not be able to find it missing?
Or why not just say vanished or disappeared?
You know, there's an option. You can say that too.
All right. We got to vanish now. We're out of time. Thanks, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.